This reminds me of what Baba told me about my father's death too.
What had happened was my father, you know, Papa, he, Baba called him Papa because we used to, his name was of course different, but we all knew him as Papa, and Baba would also call him Papa. A very active person he was, and he was blessed to leave everything and come to him, and he did so. And he was with him. He was housed in a different house. He had his wife, he had his children, and Baba took one of his child, Erich, and kept Erich with him. So the rest of the family was seen to by my father. And this was, the seeing was because Baba wanted him to do this, so he did it. And every now and then when Baba would go to that place called Pune, he would invariably visit my father, and my family would be there. So it was a routine thing. There was nothing new in that. Baba would go there. Sometimes it would be every alternate day, every day, whenever he pleased, twice a day, like that. He would eat there, he would be there with the family, move about and all that. One day it so happened that he visited that place
from Guru Prasad.
He was in Pune, so he went to visit my father, my family, my parents and my sisters and all that. So when he visited that place, my father would be there to receive him. But finding him absent, he was surprised. So Baba expressed surprise, where is he? That was the sign for my father, you know. There's a sign as a pistol. Tat, 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 yeah, it was like that. He was called as the pistol. Yeah. So where is he? So my mother said that Baba, last night he felt a bit uneasy after having gone out. He was a very active person and he's lying in bed. What happened? Well, he's feeling unwell. So Baba went to his room, to the bed where he's lying. And then Baba went to his bed and says, what's the matter? Nothing, Baba. It's just an uneasy feeling that I have in my heart. And I feel like belching, I can't belch, I want to vomit, or I can't do that, and I'm uneasy. Have you eaten anything? He says, no, I don't like, I don't have a feeling for eating. And no, he says, you must eat. He asked my mother to bring some soup for him. She prepared it and brought it to Baba. Baba fed him and all that. And then Baba said to him with a smile, he says, well, now you'll get stronger, eh? Now you rest for a while and very soon you'll be very strong. And again, moving about. And he embraced him and all and left. I was with him. I had driven him to that place. And we come back to the place called Guru Prasad. And within an hour, phone rings saying that my father has passed away. He died. And Baba expressed surprise. Oh, he died? He says, yes, he died. That's the report. You want to go to him now? If you want me to go, I'll go, I said. He said, but we have just been there. What's the sense of going there again?
He said that or you said that?
He said that. I said, if you want me to go, I'll go. So he said, we have just been there. So what's the sense of your going there? There are many other people around. I said, I won't go. So then again, we got ourselves busy with him and attending to his correspondence and this and that. Everything, that daily routine was there. Again in the evening, a phone rings and calls out to me and says, please inform Baba that the funeral is fixed for tomorrow morning at 8:30. So I informed Baba. Baba just nodded his head as if nothing new has happened. And then he came the next morning and we were all with him there. And the first thing he said to me, he says, you know, your father's funeral is here this morning, isn't it? What time was it? I said, the report was at 8:30, and it was about 8 o'clock in the morning when he came to us. You want to go for the funeral? I said, if you want me to go, I'll go. So what's the sense of going there? There are many people to look after that. There's no need. I said, I won't go. And I continue to be with him and all that. Now it is about 15 minutes to 8:30, and he says, what's the time? I said, it's 8:15. well, there's still time, isn't it, for funeral? I said, yeah. Come on, let's go. Drive me to that place. Let's go. So we go. I drive him to that place. We both are there, only Baba and myself. And as usual, he sits in the front with the driver, that is myself. And we reach that place where my father's body is supposed to have been kept there. Among Zoroastrians, you have that, you know, that bungalow that is there. Yeah, that special cottage is there in a room on the floor. It has been, there's a slab put there and it's there. And I just drive him up to the gate and park the car near the gate outside the place. This is, your father is here? I said, yeah, my father's body is here. Might as well go and pay your last respect to him now that we are here. Go there and bow down. Come back soon. I'm all by myself, alone. I said, yeah. So I went there. I just paid my last respects, saluted him and came back soon. There were many other people around there. And then Baba seemed to be rather impatient and said that, when is the body to be rolled out of this place to go to the last resting place? And amongst Zoroastrians, the last resting place is on a hill where the body is to be kept there for the vultures to be eaten away. It's called the Tower of Silence. Have you heard of that? So then I said, very soon, Baba, because I overheard the priests chanting something, and I know that this is the end of the whole thing. Within 5 or 7 minutes, they will start bringing the body out, because they all then go in procession in the funeral. I went and sat there, and Baba sat quietly. In the meantime, in 5 minutes, the body was rolled out. While the body is being rolled out, it had to pass by the car, naturally. The car was there. And Baba looked surprised and says, is that your father's body? I said, yeah, that is father's body. He says, what is it after all? I said, it's the dead body of my father. But what is a dead body? I said, the body that has no life now. So what do you, has no life in it? See, the body, life is, the breath is out of the body. So he says, no, it is not that. I just said, whatever, at that time, what should I say? It's my father's body and he has died and I know it. So he says, what happens when you eat? You eat, isn't it? Why do you eat? He tells me there, while my father's body is being rolled out, this is, I said, well, to sustain my body, I have to eat. And what does the food do to you? So that gives me nourishment. It keeps the body healthy, makes it strong. He says to me, then what happens after you have eaten and all that nourishment is drawn out of the food that you eat? What happens to you? You continue to keep the food there? I said, no, in the morning we ease out. We have to go to the place called where to deposit the thing. So yeah, you go to the latrine toilet and throw it out, isn't it? Well, do you feel sad about throwing out that which had given you nourishment? I said, no, on the contrary, it gives me great relief and happiness and joy. It's a great relief for me. It's a relief. If I don't do it, I feel very sad about it. He says, yeah, that's right. I also have that habit. I want to relieve myself in the morning. I said, yeah, it is common. He says, remember, this body that you see is nothing but the excreta of the soul. Just as the body, just as food is to the body, and it derives the sustenance from the food, and the residual of it is thrown out every morning as the excreta of the body. So also, the body is a food to the soul. It gives the soul the experiences in life. And as soon as that is over, the soul excretes it out. It sloughs off. And that is the excreta. Just as the food you excrete is the excreta, so also this dead body is nothing but the excreta of the soul. I said, yes, Father. Yes, Father. Well, if I were to tell the world will laugh at me. But that's what he told me about my father's dead body, that he sees that he's passing by. And then he came back and he was very happy and all that, and he told others, you know, we saw father's body rolling out, papa body, all that activity and everything is all rolled out, you see, and all that. But what a relief to him. Yeah, it's a happy thing. And I think he made us go to the theater, it seems, that same evening. And some sweets and everything was distributed.